This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're setting the stage for a healthy 2018 with Ann Louise Gittleman, who is known to many of you, author of The Fat Flush Plan, and now Before the Change, Taking Charge of Perimenopause. It's out now in a new and revised paperback edition with some new insights on what ails women in that critical period between age 35 and, say, 55, when big changes happen, and often not for the better. So, Ann-Louise, I'm so happy I have you here right at the beginning of the year, because you're eminently qualified to guide us through a practical detoxification program that many people may want to undertake after, you know, the holiday excess and, you know, getting a little serious about health. You know, January is kind of a time of reflection and a little bit more, shall we say, discipline and rectitude. So take it away.
Right. And it's time for recovery and resetting and replenishing. So I think what's really important at the beginning of the year to really tonify and continue to retonify the liver, because detox is a daily event. I mean, that should really be the mantra for 2018. It's not just a seasonal event anymore. It's daily with all the toxins that we're running against and running through and running counter to. So when it comes to that, I would ask everybody to do a very easy swap, and that is to use dandelion root tea, maybe a nice roasted dandelion root tea, instead of their morning coffee. If people are using the bulletproof combination of a tablespoon of maybe coconut oil in their coffee, instead use a tablespoon of coconut oil and dandelion root. Hmm. The reason that I'd like people to do that is it's a very gentle liver detox, much better than some of the harsh liver detoxes out there that everybody, I believe, can tolerate.
Okay. And is it safe and reasonable to undertake a fast? You know, some people do these prolonged water fasts or juice fasts. Are you for it or against it?
Well, I'm for it if you're living in an environment where you're under no environmental stressors, where it's not 10 below, if it's not raining, if it's not sleeting, if the temperature is falling, then I think, you know, it's not a good idea. If you're in a more moderate environment, if you're in the great state of Florida or any other southern state where the sun is out, then it's certainly a much better option. But whatever you do, I think it's important to know that detoxification is not for the faint of heart. Number one, whatever you choose. And I would also employ either some coffee enemas, my favorite way to take coffee, or do some colon hydrotherapy. Find a good colon hydrotherapist and get these some colonics.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, look, there's clearly benefits to coffee consumption orally, but I don't think there's, you know, unfortunately, this is a part of naturopathic medicine that's become eclipsed by modern medicine. And in the past, when people were toxic, and even now, you know, in Europe, people take the cure. They go to these clinics, they eat lightly, they sweat, they sauna, they exercise lightly. And that's a whole, you know, procedure. It's a part of the culture, and we've sort of lost that element here in America.
No, we have. And, you know, whenever I talk about colonics or home enemas or coffee enemas, people kind of look away. But it's exceedingly important, because sometimes with all this detoxification, your system can't release all of the toxins it really should. So sometimes we need just a little bit of gentle help. And I also want to suggest something else. There are many good detox programs out there. I certainly wrote one called the New Fat Flush Plan, which I've been very proud of. It's had a lot of longevity, a lot of good results with women, with men trying to lose their cellulite, their fat, their tummy fat without hanging skin, so on and so forth. But there is one common denominator of all of these that people should really take home, and that is that you need a strong stress system. You need to strengthen your adrenals before you do any detox program. Because I don't find people get well, Dr. Ron, and maybe you can chime in on this as well. I don't find people get well unless their adrenals are really supported. And in that regard, that's where I like good old-fashioned pantothene, which was one of Dr. Atkins' go-to vitamins.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, a detox can go awry. It can go awry in a couple of ways. One is if the patient's already debilitated, that's the last thing they need. And as you state correctly, you know, there's a seasonal aspect to this because if you're facing your arduous cold conditions, you know, you probably don't want to be doing, you know, a tropical juice fast in North Dakota in February. You know, that's just not, you're not eating seasonally. It's just not, you're just turning your body into just a weak and debilitated state. The other thing that concerns me sometimes is that there's some people, and we got to face it, and you've been in the nutrition field for a long time, who have a little bit of a funky attitude towards detoxing. And those are people who have a little bit that eating disorder propensity. And the problem is they go overboard, they binge, and then they, in a sense, purge. And so can you give us some caveats about, I mean, because you have a lot of professional experience working with people, and you probably have a pretty good nose for the people who might succumb to that allure, you know, I'm detoxing. Well, are you really detoxing, or are you starving yourself in a pathological way?
Well, that's where it's very important to make sure that whomever you're, if you're under a doctor's care, a health practitioner, or even a health coach's guidance, that we understand that a detox is a serious business in this day and age. You have to be well fortified to detox. And I feel it's very important to have enough magnesium and zinc in the system, because having enough minerals can somehow forestall that kind of condition where people overdo too much of a good thing. And so you just have to know your clientele. You have to know the propensities. And I also think it's important that people do this in a group setting where there's support. I find that people stay on any program, whether it's detox or diet or new eating regimen, when there is some support system in play. That can be a virtual support system, a Facebook group, coming to your clinic and seeing you as a doctor. Whatever that takes, I think it's important that we understand there seems to be power in numbers and a lot of comfort when other people are on the same road to health.
Yeah, you know, over the years I've met many patients and former patients of yours. And what's interesting is they actually can communicate with you virtually. Do you have a program that enables them to get a basic program? I mean, this obviously, when someone has a serious medical problem, you may want to refer them to a physician and make sure that they're under physician's care. But for, you know, sort of support and guidance through this kind of process, do you still offer that?
Oh, I do. It's called the Fat Flush Nation. So just join us, ask to join, get the Fat Flush Nation. And you know, that's where we do our detox challenges, and that's where we've got, you know, veteran moderators that can kind of watch out and see some of these red flags that you're talking about. But by and large, support is everything at this time of the year. I think it's greatly overlooked in any kind of detox or diet program.
Is there a timing associated with that? Because, like, maybe I think it takes a few days for people to kind of overcome their holiday hangover, you know, after the bowl games and the parties are over. You know, the first week of January is kind of, you can write that off. But when is it all aboard in the second week of January for your groups, or can people just join whenever they want?
Well, we have one that started January 8th. So and I think it's evergreen at this point. But that's what's important for people. And I also think it's important to see real role models, people that have been there and done it at your age and stage of life. And there's nothing more powerful and empowering than knowing that there was somebody that was just like you, that was fat and 40 and fertile and had her gallbladder taken out, and what she did to kind of repair all of that.
Are you critical of some of these? I mean, I listen to radio ads, and, you know, sometimes radio is a little bit of a bottom feeder in terms of finding sponsors that are responsible. And some of the sponsors offer to get people to lose 40 pounds in 40 days. I mean, I hear this literally. Good idea, bad idea? Are you for it, against it?
And I'm against that in principle, but here's what I'm for. I think people, Dr. Ron, and you might agree or disagree with me on this, I think people in this very instant day and age need to see quick results to keep them motivated. And you and I both know that if an individual is eating foods to which they're allergic or sensitive, they could be carrying around any amount of maybe 8 to 10 pounds of water weight or fluid retention. And so you're going to lose all that weight. Yes, it's water, but that water weight, you know, is because there was an inflammatory response in your body. So losing it is actually a good thing. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come back, but it does mean that you may be eating something to which your body is responding negatively.
Indeed. So, and can you speak to the issue of cellulite? Because your program seems to focus on not just losing pounds, but also getting rid of what might be termed toxic depots of fat, as opposed to, you know, just sheer weight loss. I think we want to focus on those areas of the body where fat accumulates in a harmful or dangerous way.
Well, with a Fat Flush program particularly, which is my diet program, the new Fat Flush to be exact, focuses on the lymph system because I'm finding that a lot of backed up or, how should we say, congested lymph can be one of the underlying causes of cellulite. So we work on the detoxification and flushing of the lymph internally to get out all those little fatty globules. And we also work to break down the fascia so that there's better circulation. So I try to do this in a twofold way, and we get extraordinary results. I must say, because the program has been out there, you know, for over 20 years, extraordinary results with our rebounding program as well as our cran water, which is the signature of the diet.
Okay, and what's magical about cranberry? I mean, it's a powerful antioxidant. We know that it may help to prevent urinary tract infections, but you know, how did it take such a central place in your paradigm?
Because it was passed down as a secret weapon by my teacher, who died at the age of 106, Dr. Ron, who taught me that it was able to, because of its four digested enzymes, actually clean up the lymph and target the lymph, and we don't drink any fluids in this day and age that can actually flush it out. So the acetic acid and three others that I can't recall at the moment, I think malic is another one, almost act as digestive enzymes, eating up all those little fatty globules and toxic waste little dumps.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of antioxidants in cranberries. One of the highest ORAC value foods around, delivering a lot of
no to man, exactly. Yeah. Well, and it strengthens the cellular walls. So it's a biggie, and it also balances blood sugar. So for my people that are reducing their food intake and need active blood sugar stimulation, shall we say? I mean, it's a wonderful detoxification and blood sugar regulator, as well as a blood pressure bringer downer, so to speak. I mean, it's a marvelous, unrecognized kind of secret weapon that we have.
So everybody should go out and buy a bottle of Ocean Spray cranberry juice?
Not Ocean Spray, unsweetened, please. No sugar.
Okay. Yeah, that's a trick question. I was hoping you'd clarify.
Yeah, good, but a good one.
Yeah, well, I think it's, and it's tart. It's, you know, kind of makes you pucker, and you know, I think a lot of people are used to just putting spoonfuls and spoonfuls of sugar into their cranberry juice, or it's already been added unbeknownst to them, or worse yet, they can get, NutraSweet sweetened cranberry juice, not a plus, right?
Not in this case, but you also have to realize with that tartness and that pucker factor, which actually are two pluses for cranberry juice, it is a kind of an energizer. People are kept very energized because its pH is very balanced. So I'm a big believer in cran because it's a Native American fruit, one of three, I'm told.
And now when people undertake these kind of programs, you say it's not for the faint of heart because it can be a little arduous. There's some speed bumps on the way to balance. How do you counsel patients who are going through a little bit of a healing crisis or a craving, stage, or withdrawal? Frankly, withdrawal, because when you're eating all manner of food, and you're literally addicted, you're going to be major jonesing when you don't have them at least at first, right?
Well, here's what I do. If somebody really has a sugar craving and they're addicted to sugar and they get blood sugar, you know, shakiness throughout the day, I give them extra salt. I'm a big believer in salt, the right kind of salt. That's number one. Okay. And then number two, I also tell them that usually in 4 days, this too shall pass. And so many people just then cut back, whether it's the supplements they need to cut back on or the detox juices, the smoothies, whatever program they're on with Fat Flush. We have them just cut back a little bit, take maybe a couple of Epsom salt baths, maybe a colonic, a home enema, relax a little bit with ginger tea, and they're as good as new. So most of the time, most of these conditions very definitely pass within 3 to 4 days, I would say.
And what type of time commitment does this involve? I mean, do you have to like take a, you know, 3 week leave of absence from work and, you know, chill out at home?
Cause No.
Okay.
No.
You can remain functional during all this? I'm sorry?
We, of course, our Fat Flush Quick Start has people functioning very well and a very high level of functioning is that. So it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and anybody can commit to 2 weeks.
Okay. So it's doable, it's advisable. And, you know, the other question I always ask you when I get in touch with you, because I want to hear from you, you have a lot of experience in this field. Have any particular supplements caught your eye, new supplements on the, you know, on the map that seem particularly exciting to you? We know some of the traditional supplements, you know, we know about zinc and the benefits of certain B vitamins. But are there any new supplements on the horizon that have got you excited?
Oh, that's a good question. What has gotten me excited lately? I would say that I'm still very excited about choline because it's a defatter of the liver, and a lot of people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease have been able to reverse their conditions with just 500 milligrams of choline for about 2 to 3 months.
Mm. And that's so prevalent. That's choline. Such a common condition. Like 40% or 50% of Americans have some degree of that.
It's very sad, but it's too common, and there you go with the choline. And I'd say that anything that feeds the mitochondria is probably on my radar these days. So that's what I'm really on the lookout for. And I'm a real big admirer of iodine, the right kind of iodine. So yes. I think those two. Yes, I love iodine.
Well, speak to that. You know, it's interesting. Iodine came up for me recently because I had a you know, unfortunately, I developed a cold, and I said I wanted to just power through it. So I was running and cycling, and you know, and then I decided, yeah, my cold's not so bad. Let me get in the pool. Well, that was a big mistake because my sinuses just blew up, and I developed, you know, in the aftermath, the cold was already gone, but the sinuses started to flare, as so often happens. And one of the things that I employed to turn that around, I took a lot of olive leaf extract, I took a lot of oregano, I took some N-acetylcysteine, but I also took high doses of iodine for a short period of time. And I have found that successful with many of my patients who have chronic sinusitis. Within a couple of weeks, 10 days, things were, you know, back to normal. And you know, sometimes that can be a real, really chronic nagging problem. Some of my patients really attest to the benefits.
I know. I adore iodine. I'm just looking into some various new types that are liquid iodine for people to use topically, to use they can roll on. But iodine has a wonderful antibiotic quality to it that people don't recognize. Mm-hmm. I find that anybody that's overweight has an iodine deficiency. It's almost like a fact of life in this day and age. Mm-hmm. And it's an anti-mucus former.
Yes, in the old days. In the old days, it was used precisely as that, as a mucolytic, a mucus-breaking agent. And that's one of the
there
reasons.
There you go. It's a mucolytic. Thank you.
That's one of the reasons.
So iodine, don't you think that iodine is the mineral equivalent of vitamin D? It's just as important as vitamin D.
I think it's huge. I think as with D, you got to be a little careful because, you know, when you... First of all, the cautions that of the past are much exaggerated with vitamin D. We can use much more than as you know,
we thought.
Correct. And vitamin D, you know, you talk about high dose of vitamin D and conventional endocrinologists scream and they, oh, you know, it's like the studies show that it suppresses the thyroid. I have found that that's rarely the case, but you still have to kind of keep an eye on things. You got somebody on high dose iodine for a long period of time. It's not a bad idea to run a thyroid test here and there just to make sure. So, it's both helpful for the thyroid, you know, but it's like the Goldilocks phenomenon. Too little, not good for the thyroid. Too much, also potentially at very high doses, can suppress the thyroid. So there's a caution. But yeah, I agree. I too am a fan of iodine. I'm excited about iodine. Now, we're talking about mitochondrial support. There's coenzyme Q10, there's carnitine, there's ribose, there's certain B vitamins. I'm excited these days about nicotinamide riboside. That's new kid on the block. Are you catching the vibe on that?
Catching the drift on that. Yes, I have yet to use it with any of my clients and followers, but I know that that's pretty out there. And anything that really can fuel, the internal energy combustion engine, so to speak, is really on my radar. So that's where I think mitochondria, is going to be the next big arena that we look at. Move over probiotics, it's the mitochondria.
Indeed. And just a final note to just complete on the subject of perimenopause. Progesterone low. Okay, so if progesterone's low, yes, we can use minerals, zinc, to support progesterone production. But are you a fan of some of these natural progesterone creams? They're actually derived from wild yam, and I find them very useful in my perimenopausal patients.
Oh, I couldn't live without it. I created one when I went through perimenopause back in the day. And I can tell you that of anything that I've ever used, I mean, it is the healthy equivalent to snake oil. In other words, it does what no other topical agent can do. It's very balancing, good for the brain. It's good for the thyroid. It seems to be good for water retention, acts as an antidepressant, and it's very good for those of us that are suffering from sleep issues. So, yes, that is a biggie.
Indeed. Okay, so today's Intelligent Medicine take-home message, first of all, get the book Before the Change. If it's applicable, taking charge of your perimenopause for many women in that 35 to 55 year age group. But also, get the perennial, which is the fat flush plan. It's the new version of it is the new fat flush plan. That's an evergreen. It's been out there for a while, but it you've refined it. And you also offer a program. And how do people get in touch with you?
AnnLouise.com, AnnLouise.com, or on Facebook at the Fat Flush Nation.
Okay, so a good resource for people who want to start 2018. It's still hard to say 2018. Got to keep saying it. 2018. It's hard to believe. 2018. Who want to start 2018 right with a sensible and well-tested means of detoxification. It's a safe, reasonable way to undertake a cleanup this after holiday season. So it's great talking to you. All the best.
Great talking to you.
And keep up.
Yes,
the great
to you
work.
Too.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And you
us.
Too.
That's
thank
Ann,
you so much. Be
Ann,
well. Thanks. Bye.
Be
now.
Well too. Ann Louise Gittleman. And I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.